President Barin, many corporations, big and small, have ventured into education, believing there is good gold in the business. Is this a good judgment, and has this affected the development of education?
It's good to see big corporations involved in education. Education is not like manufacturing, where you bring one machine in and the same kind of products will come out the other end. Here, you can put people of the same qualifications through the process, and they come out differently. It's complicated. Because of the slow returns in education, and because a lot of people were forced to take shortcuts and do all kinds of things which were rather negative, it brought bad reputation to the industry. But I think things should be improving soon. The smaller ones will have to work hard to be competitive, to keep their market share of students, because it takes a long time for the returns to come in. This is where the big corporations can come in being financially supportive and trying to overcome the initial difficult years.
Even if we can get all the students, do we have enough teachers?
When we go for international education, your teachers should be international as well. We would tell the government you don't just bring in the students, you bring in the teachers as well.
In the next few months, school leavers would be coming out in droves to hunt for jobs. What must they do to make the right choice?
I think first and foremost, they must be clear on what they want to do. They should get advice from their parents or from their elders and counselors what they are good at, can do, or are prepared to do. Once they have decided on what to do, the choices are there. There is enough in the market to suit their own capability and capacity.
Multiple choice questions. Number one, according to President Barin, how different is education from manufacturing? Number two, what does President Barin say has affected the industry of education? Number three, what's the good thing that big corporations bring to the market? Number four, what does the president say about the teaching staff? Number five, what's the president's advice to the students who are seeking jobs?